Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Thought Cloud podcast. I'm your host, Amy Al-Khatib, and today we have two guests with us, Bob Castellano, Chairman and CEO of 7x24 Exchange International, and Brian Yaver, Managing Director of CBRE. The reason that we're here today is to talk about International Data Center Day. And believe it or not, even though it seems like we were just celebrating for the first time a few days ago, it's already time to celebrate the second one. So to get the conversation going, Bob, could you tell us what is the story behind International Data Center Day?
Well, the story goes back to the 7x24 Exchange Spring Conference in 2015, where our audience basically told us that the pipeline for talent in the industry was running dry. And they posed the question to us saying, how is the 7x24 Exchange going to get the youth of America interested in the data center industry? Well, with that, we started a STEM initiative, which included a mentoring program, a Women in Mission Critical Operations Committee, which we term WIMCO, we went out and visited a number of universities in California, in Colorado, in New York, New Jersey, as well as spoke to a number of our chapters and their conversations with the schools. It's not 100%, but most of the students were not aware of data center careers. So with that, 7x24 Exchange started a Data Center 101 program, which is performed at every spring conference. We've actually videoed it. There's five industry experts that speak for about 2 hours. Students are given complimentary tickets to the conference in which they not only attend the Data Center 101 session, but are able to interact with industry experts and industry leaders throughout the conference program. At some point, I went out and I was requested to speak at an NIA Community Services Network program directors meeting. The NIA provides after-school programs for 50 schools in the Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens boroughs of New York City. At that meeting, I was asked by one of the program directors if we could develop a Data Center 101 program that was geared at the elementary and middle school level. With that, I went back to the marketing committee, and they developed a What is a Data Center presentation. But it was also at that time we realized that this needed to be a grade school to grad school kind of program. Because at a young age, students were being steered into different directions. So we needed to start that program then. Well, we had these programs going for 4 years. And after 4 years, we realized that, you know, the number one challenge was awareness, getting awareness out about the data center industry. And then we realized the number two challenge, which was reach. How do we get to everybody? And that's where one of our board members, Julie Iruli, who heads our marketing committee and works for Caterpillar, said, maybe we ought to try something like a data center day. And so we came up with International Data Center Day, which is designed to promote awareness of the data center industry and inspire the next generation of talent. So that's basically the story behind International Data Center Day.
Well, it's pretty amazing that you took a simple request and turned it into so many different solutions. But since we're focusing on International Data Center Day, can you tell us what the ultimate goal of the 7x24 exchanges in promoting the awareness of this day?
Well, we'd like to see that companies, let's say throughout the United States, all around the world, would take on initiatives to educate students about data centers and promote awareness of data center career opportunities. If that were done, then I think the promotion that we're trying to do would be a success.
Okay. And then, Brian, the reason you're with us today is because your company is sponsoring International Data Center Day. So can you tell us a little bit about what made you decide to do that and really what that entails?
Yes, I can. So, you know, CBRE Data Center Solutions, we employ thousands of professional engineering technical staff globally. And I was sitting in a spring chapter meeting, I think it was in 2019, when Bob was introducing, you know, this is what International Data Center is going to look like going forward. You know, this is what we're going to do in the fall and more stuff to come. And, you know, it just immediately came over me that, you know, we at CBRE Data Center Solutions is one of the global leaders in the data center space. It was our corporate responsibility to not only support, promote, but, you know, sponsor this initiative. And, you know, I could say, you know, convincing my leadership that it was something to do was the easy part. You know, now we're on a path to of fulfilling our obligation, you know, but I don't see International Data Center just as an event, but I see it as a campaign to push awareness out. And, you know, and we want to be a part of that, and we feel like it's our responsibility, part of our responsibility.
That's great. What did you guys do as a company last year to celebrate?
Oh, that was so much fun. I mean, I can start with the, you know, the energy. Once we announced our sponsorship, we took it back to the CBRE organization and ideas of what we wanted to do. The energy that we got from the staff at CBRE, and then as it rolled over to our clients to get their participation, their energy, it was all amazing. You know, and you know, we had multiple data center tours with STEM high school students, some BoTech colleges, community colleges. You know, we had a huge social media campaign. You know, I go back to that social media campaign. I look at some of them kids, and I gave them kids the presentation, and I could tell you they're really smart kids, and they was interested. They asked some super intelligent questions. We actually, you know, in CBRE, we involved in the 7x24 chapters. We have involvement, and we actually pushed the International Data Center Day out to the chapter meetings through our CBRE channels. But I can just say the excitement that I witnessed hosting and educating these high school STEM students was unbelievable. I actually remember at one point in time, one of the students was asking me a question, and they were all very intelligent. You know, I was thinking to myself, you know, this student may be my client one day, or possibly could be my boss one day, because they were really involved, and it was great to see.
That's amazing. So I was lucky enough to be at the fall conference last year when we were kicking off the first celebration. But there are a lot of people who weren't able to make it. So Bob, could you just provide a brief recap of the event and share some of the celebration stories that were taking place around the globe, because this really was an international celebration?
Yes, so the event was October 29, 2019, our 7x24 Exchanges Fall Conference. The event was sponsored by CBRE, Siskin & Hennessy, Caterpillar, Siemens, and 7x24 Exchange. The session began with me relating the story, which I just did relate to you, on International Data Center Day. There was then a video, and the video contained talks from industry experts and industry leaders about the importance of International Data Center Day and the value of International Data Center Day. And there were scenes from the different celebrations that were taking place. So the video showed activities that were happening on International Data Center Day, and CBRE and CyrusOne gave a data center tour out in Loudoun County, Virginia, to students. The NIA had pictures of the students' drawings of data centers and the stories that they wrote about data centers. That was the video. I then went on to basically address the audience about what they could do to help, because what we realized is after 4 years, you know, we didn't have the reach to get to everyone. And so what I was doing was soliciting the audience that was in attendance, as well as this was being live streamed to the remote audience, that we needed help from their corporations to go out and help on International Data Center Day. And as Brian mentioned before, it's not just the day. These are activities that could take place all year round, but we can promote them on International Data Center Day. I would also add that although it wasn't part of the session, there were other celebrations that went on. CBRE and their offices in London celebrated International Data Center Day, and Myint Associates Telecommunications out in Southeast Asia also celebrated International Data Center Day in a big way, and Stack Infrastructure out in Oregon. So there were many activities going on that day.
Yeah, and for everybody listening who wasn't there last year, what Bob left out is that there was confetti falling from the sky and people were shouting and jumping up and down. And like Brian mentioned, there was just a super great energy in that room, but you could also feel it from the videos that we were watching from the people who weren't able to be in that room with us. So it was a really awesome experience.
Amy, let me add that I did end the session by bringing up the 7x24 Exchange Board of Directors and the International Data Center Day development team. I brought them up to the stage, and that's when all the celebration with the colored confetti and everything, the streamers came down, and just what you mentioned.
It was very cool. So that, like you said, we celebrated in October. There was a date change for International Data Center Day. So could you reveal the new date for our listeners and then talk about why that change took place?
Yeah, so the new date is March 25th of 2020. And the reason for the date change, let me begin by saying we had the initial event at the 7x24 Exchange Fall Conference because we wanted to announce it at the conference where we could announce it to everyone, live stream it, and really get the day underway. The reason for the change is International Data Center Day revolves all around the students. And so we had to look at the student calendar year and see how do we fit this in? How do we best fit it in? And so obviously the summer is out because the students are out of school. The beginning of the school year, everyone's focused on getting the year going. We didn't want to do it in the winter because half the country may be under snow, and we're looking to have activities being done with the students. We don't want to do it at the end of the school year because there's tests, there's exams going on, proms and graduations. So we decided that it should be done in spring. just the very beginning of spring would be the perfect time when students are in school, when everybody could maybe pay more attention to it. And that's why the date was changed.
That makes a lot of sense. So with it being pretty much just around the corner, Brian, can you talk about CBRE's plans for celebration this year?
Yes. So, you know, we're sponsored again this year as the premier sponsor. But we started off our actual campaign, you know, at the first of the year. But last week, we had our annual CBRE Data Center Solutions meeting, and we had a session, had a lot of poster boards and different literature talking about International Data Center Day, because we had all our leadership team there. And we shared with them ways they can go out within their individual clients and communities and share the campaign of International Data Center Day. But we've got, you know, globally, we want to continue on the energy that we created last year. And we're going to do some, continue with the tours, not just, you know, leading up to the 25th, but all year long. We're going to do our social media campaign. We're actually expanding this year with internships and some, which hopefully evolves into apprenticeship programs with, you know, our relationships with these technical and vo-tech schools, colleges, and universities. We're also going to work with a lot of people may not know about a Generation T initiative that CBRE's wider group, GWS, is a part of. We're actually going to share the International Data Center Day awareness with that Generation T initiative, which is all about trades and skill set employment. So, you know, like I said, International Data Center Day doesn't stop on the 25th. We're going to try to continue the campaign all year long. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of people within CBRE that's involved, and not just me, there's a lot of people. So we're looking forward to the campaign in 2020.
That's great. And Bob, for people who don't work for a company that's sponsoring International Data Center Day or aren't a part of your organization, can you share some of the ways that they can participate in the celebration and the continued awareness of the data center industry?
Well, they can post pictures of data center projects and drawings and stories that students have written. They can host an event at their offices. And for those who haven't sponsored, they could sponsor International Data Center Day. Those funds are used to promote the day going forward.
Okay, and if you could describe the perfect International Data Center Day celebration, what would it look like?
Well, I would think having companies host data center tours, speak to students in their classrooms or in their offices. I think this will give them a real life data center experience and understanding of the importance of data centers.
Bob, can you tell listeners what they can find at www.internationaldatacenterday.org?
On that site, there's a resource center. There's a section on how to participate. There's also a recap of the first International Data Center Day. It's an excellent way to get information about International Data Center Day.
Well, like I said, I had a great time last year celebrating with you guys. I'm looking forward to doing it again this year. Hopefully this podcast will help to bring some awareness to people who maybe missed out on it last year and didn't know about it, or will give guidance to people who want to participate and just don't know where to start. But I really appreciate you both taking the time to talk to me about it. And I'm really glad that 7x24 decided to host this day and share it with everybody.
Well, we 7x24 Exchange greatly appreciates Mission Critical Magazine's participation, not only at the conference, but the coverage that we received from Mission Critical Magazine, and also this podcast and the continued promotion of International Data Center Day. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Brian.
Thank you. And I enjoyed being on with you and Bob, and I look forward to what 2020 brings for International Data Center Day.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Tune in next time to find out what's going on in the data center industry.